Now, if I had my choice, I probably would never create or construct a horizontal mattress suture because it actually philosophically is a suture pattern that actually deprives the wound edge of potential blood supply. For instance, I previously demonstrated the vertical mattress suture in which the bites are taking parallel to the blood vessels. And again, assuming that the blood vessels in this incision are coming in this direction, you can see that a vertical mattress suture would be constructed in such a way as to be parallel to the blood supply, supplying that edge of the incision. So the vertical mattress suture pattern is placed in such a way as to put both bites parallel to the blood supply to the incision site. However, the horizontal mattress suture has a component of it that actually goes perpendicular to the vessels. And remember, the vessels of which I'm referring here are the vessels that are feeding the incision in this direction here. And so, to construct a horizontal mattress suture, we first take a bite on this, the near side of the near side of the incision, the far side of the incision. We reverse the needle and you can gather the suture. It's likely the proper way to do this, but it's just an extra step. We're going to then attach the needle for a backhand suture bite and go from the far side of the suture or far side of the incision to the near side. And we're ready to tie. Now, of course, it's proper to go ahead and gather the suture. So you can see the horizontal suture now, the horizontal mattress suture is very effective at mitigating tension. Both the vertical and the horizontal mattress sutures are very good at mitigating tension, thus they're tension-relieving sutures. But notice now that the horizontal mattress suture, once tied, is the limbs of the suture now are perpendicular to the blood supply to the edge of the incision. And so, as I mentioned, if I had my choice, I would always use the vertical mattress suture rather than the horizontal mattress suture. Sometimes surgeons elect to use the horizontal mattress suture, however, when suturing, say, infected surgical sites, and when they're trying to recruit as much tissue as possible when there's a tremendous tension across the surgical site, or where they're going to use something like bushings here to insert bushings here to augment the suture in a dramatic attempt to mitigate tension. And so sometimes you'll include things like plastic bushings or what's called stent sutures, basically to mitigate more tension. An example would be in an infected wound such as a ventral midline exploratory ciliotomy. It could be a dog with peritonitis, it could be a horse with peritonitis or with gross contamination of the abdomen, in which you're going to do a single layer closure. You might use horizontal mattress in that situation with bushings to further mitigate tension here so the suture does not pull through the skin and the various tissues underneath. The problem, of course, is that if you leave them in for a long time, you could strangulate or reduce substantially the blood supply to the edge of the incision. So now I'm going to complete this suture using the surgeon's knot to complete the horizontal mattress. That's an interrupted horizontal mattress suture.